But yeah, after I dislocated my elbow, there was just so much downtime. And I really had to reflect on if this is what I wanted to do and what did I have to do to get there. And it just, you know, that courage to finally be completely honest with yourself.
You're listening to Spartan Combat on Spartan Up. Learn from battle-tested combat athletes with your host, Ryan Warner.
Welcome to the Spartan Combat series here on Spartan Up. This is your host, Ryan Warner. My guest today is Sarah Hildebrandt, three-time member of Team USA. She's currently the number one ranked female in the country at her weight. In this episode, she talks about that all-important moment of turning pro.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Gone Rogue High Protein Chips. Visit Amazon or GoneRogueSnacks.com and use the promo code SPARTAN25 to get 25% off.
Now, one of the most interesting parts of your career came in around 2017. You had the elbow injury, and I heard you say that you were living, the only way you were a pro was that you were going to practice. Like, you weren't living the life of a professional. So give us a sense of Sarah Hildebrandt before and after, and what are the big changes that have taken place?
Yeah, I really love that. The only way I was a pro was going to practice. That's a great way of putting it. And I think that's a line that should resonate with a lot of people. Like, is that you? And it certainly was me in 2017 and prior to that. You know, yeah, I was a wrestler. I told people I was a wrestler, but I really was only a professional athlete from, you know, 9 to 11:30, and maybe if we had another practice. I loved to eat whatever I wanted. Like I said, I was still crash dieting and cutting weight like that. I would stay up late. There was nothing else in my life that would have told you that I was a professional athlete. Somebody walking down the street wouldn't look at me and think I was an athlete, you know, just, or the way I acted, not even just, you know, who I was, but.
How do you mean?
You know, I think I was just rowdy. I like to go out. I like to stay out late. I like to hang around people who were known to not do the best things, you know, and it's embarrassing to talk about now, but yeah, like, if I'm being honest, that's, I think if the wrestling community then, you know, if they thought about me, I was never thought of as a serious threat because it didn't look like I cared about my career. And it was so crazy because I remember caring about it so much, but there, I don't know if there was just, I wasn't willing to give all of me to that dream yet. Or maybe I thought I could just skate by, but it was a lot of just, you know, half-assing it. And, but there was no self-reflection. There was no accountability. I was not telling myself, you're not trying your hardest. You know, to me, this is what it was. And it certainly wasn't. It's crazy to think about who I am now versus then. I'm like, gosh, what was I doing? But yeah, after I dislocated my elbow, there was just so much downtime. And I really had to reflect on if this is what I wanted to do. And what did I have to do to get there? And it just, you know, that courage to finally be completely honest with yourself and very brutally honest. And so there was just a lot of like, you need to make so many changes. And I just kind of started with, all right, I want to change weight classes. And that kind of shuffled me into where everything else started changing. So my diet changed. And that naturally changed who I hung out with because, like, I don't want to go out to eat with these people every day, or I'm not going to go out drinking, something like that. And really just one by one, more and more good habits kind of just naturally fell into place. And it gave me, when I would figure one out, it gave me the opportunity to turn to another. So, yeah, I would say I'm a complete 180 from 2017 Sarah to 2020 Sarah. And I'm still searching and finding new ways to improve.
Well, it's interesting because you were in that comfortable space of you were still winning. In fact, you made a world team in 2016. You know, so you were still winning, kind of like when someone makes a good salary, but it's not enough to say, you know, you're not making a million, but you're also not making zero, right? So you're in that comfortable space where you don't have to change and you can kind of get by. And so you had that injury, and it's just interesting that because of that downtime, and I don't know, maybe you saw something else that caused you to self-reflect, but that, it just seems like one of the biggest turning points in your life outside of going out for wrestling.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I remember the change was so, probably to some people, it looked very quick and it was so drastic that coaches were coming up to me at tournaments like, what happened? Like they were, you could see it. It was a very visible change. It was so drastic. And, but yeah, I mean, it's really that injury and then having the ability to, you know, hold myself accountable for everything that's happened to me, just catapulted my whole life. And really just how I approach anything, you know, versus whether it's wrestling or any problem that's coming to me at this point, it's really like, how can I reflect on myself and, you know, how can I hold myself accountable to make this better? And I think we'd all do well. And, you know, if we could all hold ourselves accountable, look inward and see where, you know, maybe our shortcomings are, or how can we make this, where we can fix things, where we can, what can I do, you know, give myself that control. I think that could really help a lot of things.
Well, and you think about now, you're a professional in every sense of the word, super disciplined. You're one of the rising stars. You have your own clothing line with Rudis. What does a day in the life look like for Sarah Hildebrand? What time do you get up? What time do you go to bed? What are you eating? All that stuff.
Yeah. So I'm an early riser. I love the mornings. I say I get up about 5 in the morning. I don't set alarms. So that's like another thing I noticed once I started kind of zeroing in my life. I stopped setting alarms because I felt like they woke me up cranky. And so now I just wake up whenever my body tells me to. And if I slept in and slept through practice, to me, I'm like, okay, that's what I needed today. But I almost always find myself naturally waking up about 5 a.m. And yeah, I just love a nice slow morning, a yummy breakfast and nice coffee. I eat pretty clean most of the time. So, you know, I'm always throwing veg in there, but I love bread. I'm a huge bread girl. So toast always. but yeah, lots of chicken, rice, things like that. But practice is from 9 to 11, and then I come home for a pretty quick time, and then I go back to practice at 2:30 or 3, and then usually I leave training then by 6 o'clock. So sauna and all that stuff, come home, and I go to bed at about 8:30 if I'm staying up late. But I know I'll come home, and it'll be 8 o'clock, and I'll turn to my boyfriend. I'm like, I need to go to bed. I'm sorry. So
2-a-days most days.
Yeah, always work out twice a day. Sometimes it's interchanged with lifting or another mat practice. But I'll go 2-a-days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday I'm not really on the mat as much, but I'll work out probably twice, whether it's just stretching and a run or something like that. And then Thursday, Friday, 2-a-days. And then Saturday, I just do a workout in the morning. And Sunday I'll usually do like yoga or something.
And if you're not wrestling, what kind of strength and conditioning is it? Is it simply a 3-mile run? Is it timed intervals? What does that look like?
Yeah, so I'll lift weights like with Olympic weights, Olympic lifts or anything like that on 3 days a week. And then I do cardio every single day of the week against my coach's wishes. I'm a cardio endurance fiend. I love endurance training. But due to just, you know, I'm trying to train smarter. And so I kind of limit it to more like interval things or not running as long. But if I could be on a treadmill all day, I would be on a treadmill all day.
Wow. That's crazy. So would you like to do ultra marathon trail running at some point?
That would be so cool. Okay, here's the deal. My brain and my heart want to be a marathon runner so badly. My knee and my hips do not. They are not in agreement with my running obsession. But who knows? Maybe after I'm done wrestling, my wish is that my body feels better, not feels worse. So I would love to explore that. I know I will run a marathon at one point in my life, but who knows how much, like, where it could grow from that. So I just can't train like that right now.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Gone Rogue High Protein Chips. Visit Amazon or GoneRogueSnacks.com and use the promo code Spartan25 to get 25% off.